Dr. Sivik, did an office note on patient Mia Thompson, MYA Thompson, THOMPSON, date of birth is 4/19/2006, date of service 11/14/2024, period paragraph. The patient is 18-year-old African American female with past medical history significant for SLE since age of 12, with biopsy proven class 4 lupus nephritis, also arthritis, panniculitis, angioedema, also history of atypical hemolytic uremic syndrome, developed progressive renal failure requiring dialysis and ending up as end-stage renal disease, recently started on hemodialysis at DaVita Avian Outpatient Dialysis Center, period. During the course of her SLE therapy, she received the courses of rituximab, Cytoxan, and treatment for atypical HUS, period. Also, patient has history of hypertension. Period. Past surgical history includes lumbar puncture, kidney biopsy, and tunnel dialysis catheter placement, and pericardial centesis for a pericardial effusion. Period. Allergy, she's allergic to possibly rituximab. Social history, patient lives with her mother. She just graduated from high school. No smoking, no drug use, no alcohol use. Review systems reveal no headache, occasional chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no diarrhea, no constipation, no urinary symptomatology. She has amenorrhea, was on Lupron, no leg swelling, no arthralgias. All other systems reviewed are negative. She did receive 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, paragraph on physical exam. She weighs 116 pounds, blood pressure 136/102, heart rate 79, temperature 98.1. HAT, pupils rounded, active to light, pale conjunctive, and enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no dead pupil, graft neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, no mass fitness tube, no mammary reserve, no friction of her lungs, clear to auscultation, no crackles always reserved, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no speedomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam is non-focal, period. Laboratory data from 11/5/2024, BUN58, creatinine 5.97. Hemoglobin is 7.6. Her TSAT is 43. Ferritin is 328. Hemoglobin A1C less than 4.6, potassium 4.3, total CO2 26, albumin 3.5, cholesterol 193, triglycerides 300, HDL 69, LDL 64, phosphorus 3.8, calcium 9.9, CO2 26, PTH is 76. Period paragraph, assessment and plan. One, end-stage renal disease, secondary to lupus nephritis, continue current dialysis treatment on TTS schedule. Next, diagnosis, anemia of chronic kidney disease with replete iron stores. Increase Mircera as indicated as outpatient. Next, SLE continued therapy with rheumatology, referred to Methodist, the Houston Methodist Rheumatology team. Next, atypical HUS. Continued therapy by hematology with Soliris. Next, hypertension. Continue current antihypertensive medications, including nifedipine, lisinopril, labetalol. Period paragraph. Patient is going to see me back in around 3 months in the office. I'll see her, I'll follow her as outpatient on dialysis. Period paragraph and no report text.